Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of your new favorite podcast, Off the Clock, presented by the Lucas. So obviously I'm one of your hosts, Luca.
And I'm the other co-host, Luca Sharipa.
Awesome. Right. Dude, yeah, we should really get our names out, or which one is which out there.
Yeah.
Just so people know, they can put a face to the voice.
Yeah. So, you know, if you ever hear me talking, I refer to the other Luca that was speaking as Finn. Just know that's my nickname for him because his last name. And then once that's figured out, you could just call me the other guy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The other guy. Yeah. Good reference to one of your favorite movies. Yeah, the other guys.
Classic film.
Yeah. So as we said, this is Off the Clock. We're going to go into a nice little deep dive of a story of how we came up with the name. But what this podcast is really about is, you know, whether you're cooking dinner, washing dishes, driving to work, whatever it is, yeah, we're here to provide you with just some, I don't know, lighthearted stories. Mm-hmm. Some chill.
Political debates.
Political debates. We're really going to get into factual debates.
Everything we say can be backed up by facts.
Yeah, no, but legitimately speaking, nothing we say here will be backed up by facts. Everything is just us two shooting the you-know-what. It's going to be very, very chill. Nothing to, you know, kind of get your mind off of, you know, the whole world and the whole, you know, BS that's going on.
And there's a ton of it.
Yeah, we're going to provide some good memories, laughs, man. Yeah. So as we said, Off the Clock, I think it's a great name. And I'm going to give kudos to you because you came up with that.
Yeah.
We were struggling to find a name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're trying to go back and forth. And we're trying to, you know, brainstorm. And there were some really bad ideas.
Oh, horrible. Yeah. And I'm not even, you know, I would say we're generally two very optimistic and very, you know, positive people, but see, they were some of the worst ideas imaginable. Mm-hmm. And I would like to maybe, when we put out our first Instagram post, see what the viewers think. It was the worst name of the two that we came up with. So I'm going to present mine, and I'm going to give a little backup.
All right.
So mine. Oh, man, I almost kind of forgot. Oh, yeah. Okay, so there it is. All right. It's been a while since I came up with this bad idea. But so the podcast I thought the name I thought it would be would be But First Ice Cream, which was terrible now looking at it. Because I remember I sent that text and right away I'm like, please do not judge me and still be my friend because that was terrible of a name.
And you said, well, just whatever, before every show, before we start, we'll just start as But First Ice Cream, and then we just eat a bowl of ice
cream. We talk about the ice cream, and then we go into our show, right? And a big part of that
was the calorie intake.
A big part of that was I thought the logo would be cool, like a little ice cream cone.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It would have been a cool, like, BFI, like But First Ice Cream, a little Biffy, you know, maybe like a short form Biffy.
Yeah,
but I think Radio Laurie might have even been like, you know what, guys, I think you guys should come up with a new name.
Be better.
Yeah. We humbled ourselves.
Yeah, we did humble ourselves.
But then yours was Garbo.
I saw your bad idea and I said,
I inspired you to give another bad idea just to even the playing field.
Because I felt bad a bit. So I said, you know what? Let me take a shot here. And my bad idea name was Cup of Joe. It was just Cup of Joe or something else?
I thought it was Grab a Cup of Joe.
It was Grab a Cup of Joe.
Oh, my God, that we should just.
Because you wanted the whole idea of, you know, us, you know, having a nice coffee.
Have a nice coffee, sitting on the porch kind of thing.
Like one of those, But Cup of Joe?
That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Grab a Cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Imagine people like, what are you listening to? Oh, it's these two guys that I went to school with. Grab a Cup of Joe?
Yeah.
It would have been, I don't think you could take that seriously.
Who is Cuppa?
Who's Cuppa? Yeah. And why is he drinking Joe? Man. I'm excited to do this.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Yeah.
How you been?
Not bad. Not bad. We should probably tell the world of your great accomplishment this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, actually, I want you to say, because I don't want to humble, like, I want to be humble about it, even though that day I egged it on all weekend.
Well, to put it out there, well, we didn't really say that. We did a sports show before.
Yeah.
You ran it. I was, you know, I jumped on a couple times.
You were the occasional guest, but you made some good appearances.
Yep.
You were like a good Robin, a really good, like Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan.
Gotcha.
You showed up in the big moments.
Yeah.
When I needed a clutch partner, you were there.
And it was a great time. Yeah. But we figured.
Like a Corbin Blue to Zac Efron in High School Musical. Yeah. There it is right there.
I mean, I would have taken Vanessa. I just Gabrielle. Okay, yeah. Taken Gabrielle.
Yeah, yeah, Gabrielle. That's an elite character.
Gabrielle to your Troy, yeah. Or I'm the.
Okay. Whoa.
What?
Gabrielle to my Troy. Come on.
It's just a sensational singing.
It
duo.
Is a duo. It is a good duo. Yeah. It's a good duo.
But yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Realist.
5 minutes in, we're already losing our train of thought.
So yeah, Fenn ran a sports show at Loria, and we were going to do that again. But the problem was, there are no sports on anymore.
No.
There's like, all of them are coming to an end.
Basically, baseball's about to come to an end. Basketball's about to come to an end.
Hockey's already over.
We would have been strictly talking about football and
fantasy teams,
you know. How's your wide receivers? No, but we would have definitely been, you know, it would have been dry topics. It would have been a lot of long stretches and stuff like that. And
I like that shout out to Sebastian you did there.
Yeah.
Annotation. That was good.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? It would have been a difficult time to do a sports show, especially with how everything's going. So,
yeah.
I think we picked a good good option.
Yeah.
You know, a nice little commentary pod.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to be just a sports fan. It's because people who know we are big sports fans.
Yeah.
But know that we also have a nice chill side to us. And that's what this.
Exactly. And so, as you know, I mentioned the sports thing because I didn't want to just jump into the whole accomplishment thing.
Yeah.
Without time. Yeah.
I was hoping you didn't forget about that you were going to lay out my accomplishments.
Yeah,
so.
I want to mention that we were sports just because like I didn't want to seem like right away I'm starting off sports.
Yeah.
But Fenn on the weekend
shot
a 79.
Appreciate it.
Woo!
Cue the applause. No applause.
We went golfing. He shot a 79. And first time he
broke 80.
Broke 80, under 80. I don't know. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, broke 80, broke 80 under 80.
I didn't shoot a 79.
But you had a good round.
But I did have a good round. Yeah. I was
43 on the back, dude.
Yeah.
I respect it. That's a respectable score.
Yeah.
That's a score that you walk off saying, you know what? Yeah. I'm pretty proud of it.
You know what was better than the score? The great time.
Yeah. And you know what? I appreciate that you said that. Now, from my point of view, the highlight was the 79.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fair. You were secondary in terms of the great time.
Yeah.
But I remember, okay, let me just say something. Golf is fun for us.
Yeah.
But I have to say, man, I was locked in. At one point, I was walking to my ball, and I was thinking, first of all, why haven't I gone pro?
Yeah.
And second of all, I knew right away, like, I knew I was going to finish off the round well.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I could go back, like, the next day and just do terrible. Like, that's how bad golf is. But, yeah, fall golf. We had an 8 a.m. tee time.
Yeah.
Didn't get off till 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so that first tee shot we had, basically because of the huge delay of the frost delay. So for context, there were about 30 people piled up in the parking lot. I was so nervous hitting our first shot with like a whole group of like 30 people watching us.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking, oh my God, like what if I muff this? People are like, these are the guys in front of us. Yeah. But no, we had a good time.
It was good. Yeah. I mean, it was cold, but next week's supposed to be nicer. The only problem is it's...
We'll get out again, hopefully.
Yeah, the only problem is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It'll be tough
But you know what? You know what? Don't say that like it's a negative because
it's
Thanksgiving...
Not. It's not.
My favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I do love Thanksgiving. I do love me some nice Thanksgiving.
It's no problem missing a golf round for Thanksgiving.
I just love giving thanks.
Yeah. I'm a big thankful guy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Me too.
And the food is phenomenal.
I would put Thanksgiving food up there with any other holiday food. 100%. And it's not even close. And you know what the best part is? The least like food-like food, if that even makes sense, is the best. For stuffing?
Yeah.
Tell me you don't double dip on some stuff.
I love Thanksgiving because it's like.
Are you a stuffing guy? Did you just blow off my stuffing comment?
I like stuffing. I do. I don't like. It's not turkey. Like
I don't know,
a nice slab of turkey, but
I think stuffing is the peanut butter and turkey's the bread, in my opinion. Like if you're having a peanut butter sandwich, you're eating it for the peanut butter, and that's the stuffing for me.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Dude, stuff.
Okay. Also,
are you kidding me, man? I don't know. Maybe like
it is good. No, it's good.
But I've had some good stuffing. Like my mom will throw some cranberries.
Yeah.
Some like
my
you know
problem with Thanksgiving
bread crumbs. Good.
The tough thing with Thanksgiving is there's so much food.
Yeah, you do
have to.
It's a mindset. Yeah. It's a mindset. It's not so much as a holiday; as more of a. You have to get in the zone. You have to know what you're ready.
Man. And what you're about to do. I say this like with buffets all the time. Like, if I'm going to a buffet, I might have to pass on certain things. Like let's say I go to a buffet, right? And there's just so many great things. You got pizza, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, mashed
potatoes. You got, I'm just blanking out, chicken fingers.
Yeah.
You got everything, right? The French fries.
Yeah. That's, well, I
two potatoes.
Yeah, I don't pass up a good fry.
Yeah. And then it's like, and then they got some baked baby carrots. I'm like, there's no more room on my plate. I'm not making room for the carrots, even though carrots are good.
Yeah.
But there's just, so, you know what I'm saying? So Thanksgiving.
I'm not a cook carrot guy, so I don't agree with you.
Yeah. But I don't. I mean,
I'm a rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Although I will say buffets, kind of questionable these days.
Yeah. Don't be doing those.
No, I don't know, man. I think that's going to be something that goes really, really
bad.
Downhill. I
feel bad. Like, for people who own restaurants
with buffets. With a buffet, yeah. I would feel bad as well. But yeah, Thanksgiving is elite. I can't wait for it. Because the best is when you have turkey on both sides.
Yeah.
Because that's like, double dipping.
Double turk.
Yeah. Double stuff.
DT.
DT. I'm going DT this weekend. Double turk.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely gonna get another round in, because I know we're going to have some snacks on the course.
Yeah.
And you know what this leads to? Our pies. Because on the course, if my mom will cut up like some thin slices of pies.
You mean after Thanksgiving?
Like little bite-sized pies. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like
on the golf course we're hanging out, like the snacks are going to be amazing. After Thanksgiving. Post-Thanksgiving.
Food.
Okay. Post-Thanksgiving, like turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, they're just crazy.
Ooh, so good. Awesome. I used to bring those to school all the time.
Gravy? I think we should make that all year round.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
People saying gravy. I think, you know what? I'm going to give a little help to our friend Gravy.
Mm.
I think people associate gravy with nastiness. Like, I don't think people think good things when they think about gravy. You catch my drift.
I think of amazing things.
Yeah, but you know, people like will look at gravy and they'll be like, ew, gravy? Me, it's like, oh, this place has got gravy.
There's certain things, like, I'm not a person who will mix all. You know, there's people who just, like, have a plate of food. Just grab a little bit of this, a little bit of this, and all in my mouth at once. I'm like, I'll just eat the mash and then my meat. And then my peas or something.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Wait a second. You know, are you actually serious?
Yeah, there's like people who just like, all right, mix it all. Not mix it, but like they'll just put it all on one fork and just
like a cut of turk, a cut of stuff, a little bit of mash,
obviously
and some beans.
I mean, but it's just like I just go individual.
Absolutely, yeah.
But gravy's one thing that you could just dunk it on anything.
It's like putting like, you know, just like a drizzle on top of everything.
Like if I had peas in my plate and gravy got it, like I'm not mad.
I'm not like,
mad at all.
Can I have a new scoop of peas, please? Because
got this deliciousness all over.
Yeah, but actually, so getting into Thanksgiving,
and
I was gonna go there because I would say me and you, in terms of ranking pies, we have some good prestige when it comes to desserts.
I've done my fair share.
Yeah, I know. I got some. I would say I'm a veteran in the dessert category. Yeah.
Definitely won some awards for my work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could clear some desserts.
And not the baking, the eating.
The eating, yeah. Oh, you want to talk about a good baking story if we're going to quickly segue. So, first year university, my midterm. You already know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know.
Done my midterm. Come home so happy. Before I leave, Luca tells me, he goes, I'm going to bake cookies.
Yeah.
We got those cookies from the stick that you cut up and you roll, just the dough. The cookie dough already pre-wrapped. So I thought, I'm going to come home to some freshly baked chocolate chips.
Now,
and I'm going to eat them and just be so happy I've done my midterm.
Okay, let me throw a little disclaimer in first. So I wanted to be such a great and kind friend to Luca.
Well, you weren't, but okay, yeah, continue.
And I was like, you know what, I'm going to make cookies and, you know, me, not a baker.
But no, but you're going to try.
Cookies. It's not hard.
Even if you know.
Dude.
Overcook a cookie. That's why you got milk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you got milk.
But problem, and not my fault, our oven had no numbers.
It was a guess. It was a guessing game every single time you turned that thing on.
You could put it in for
450 or 175.
It could be 450 for 15 to 20 or 175 for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So
I just, no numbers, took a blatant guess on where the knob was originally thing.
Yeah. That wasn't even the bad thing. And the bad thing was you thought the great idea would be, instead of making cookies, let me make one giant cookie.
Yeah.
So you got the whole thing.
I guess that didn't help with the whole temperature thing.
No. So first of all, you don't know what the temperature is. Like. So I come home. He's like, hey, man, I think you'll like it. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You could, if I walked in, you said, dude, these are terrible, but I would have tried it.
Yeah.
Out of respect.
Well, I had to make you try.
If you I, came in, I came in, you said, dude, I think you're going to like this.
I knew they were bad though.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, so you made one giant cookie, then you decided, even better, you're like, I'm going to put pudding in the middle of it.
Let's just say, how good would this idea have been if the cookie turned out okay?
Yeah, it probably would have been good, to be honest with you, like a little.
And it was like this little thing. It,
like almost like a fondue.
Yeah.
And the pudding is on the.
It looked like.
Yeah, easy to say it was the worst thing ever.
It could have been mistakable for pumpernickel.
Yeah, it was hard as a rock.
Yeah, you know pumpernickel. No, is that what it said?
Pumpernickel? Yeah, pumpernickel. Yeah. But it was hard as a rock, black.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
Yeah, it was. It was very.
I walked out of that midterm happy, very burnt. And I came home very sad.
Yeah,
but I appreciate the effort. It was very nice.
No problem.
But yeah, so not good in the baking department,
no.
But good in the eating department.
And yeah, the tasting,
especially
and
the eating. Yeah. Thanksgiving, it is definitely well known for its pies.
Yeah.
So that's where I want to segue. I want to go, dude, I want you to rank from 3 to 1.
3 to 1.
Your favorite pies. Because I trust your opinion. And I want to know. I want to know if we got the you know, the same ranking. I think that people need to know what kind of person you are. So rank your pies. I feel like it'll be a way for people to understand what kind of people we are.
And you know what? When you first asked me that, it's like, wow, this might be easy. But now I'm thinking about
ridiculously
all
hard.
The pies.
Think about all the fruits, right?
Yeah.
Because like, even like banana, banana cream pie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had one banana cream pie in my life. Sensage.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I don't think I've
once.
Had it, but you know, okay, let me try to think here. So 3 to 1, we're going.
Yeah. I have mine already in the bank, to be honest with you. I can fire them off.
I got mine.
I feel like this is something that I rehearsed. Like, you know, before your bed,
before bed,
you go through some thoughts.
Yeah.
I think one day I was like, I gotta think about my pie ranking. Just in case somebody comes up to me, hey, rank your 3 pies.
Yeah.
Or else I'll steal your money.
I got my number one, I think.
Obviously.
But I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna go 3 first.
Absolutely. You don't want to be. You don't want to make this an illegitimate list.
I'm gonna start thinking. Honorable mentions. Okay. Ones that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Because I already know in my head I got 2 locked into the top 3, and now I gotta decide at my 3. So at the number 3 in contention. Okay.
Well, is this 3 or is this honorable?
No, this is not honorable mention. Sorry, this is gonna be. Number 3, I'm going to give you a couple options and then I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
And then anything that I didn't mention, it could be 2, it could be 1.
Okay.
If they're not in the top 3, you know. Just know that
you'll know.
They were considered.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 3. A lot of different pies out there that we can consider. But first one that comes to mind for me, the blueberry pie.
Okay.
I just like how it's very, it's so like, it's a good one to have with ice cream. You know why?
It is.
Because sometimes, once you slice it, it just starts falling apart, and you need to start scooping and no structure whatsoever, which is probably not good for points of style, but points of tasting, it's up there.
I like the explanation, man. I like that you really you care for your pies, and I think it's very telling to the audience.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being a well-respected member of the pie
serious.
Community.
I take this serious, man.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to go, so yeah, that's one of the options for 3 and one of the other ones I was considering.
Who's giving it a run right now? Who's giving it a run for its money?
There's two.
God. No, like God, like Jesus, this is tough. I thought you were talking
about some sort of pie that God made that I need to try if it's a thing. And the other one in contention was key lime.
Yeah.
Because a good key lime pie, man.
Yeah.
A good one though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
it's
hard to beat.
Something special.
It is. I catch a drift, dude.
I'm gonna have to give the edge to blueberry though, just out of personal experience.
Well, you said there was 2. You said so blueberry, key lime. There was another one. You said
okay. Yeah, it was coconut cream.
Okay.
It is good.
I understand that it's good. I'm not a coconut guy, but I understand that it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those things. Like I know what's good.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who guessed? Yeah, you said blueberry.
I said blueberry. Just get personal experience.
I honestly, I'll be honest with you. I do have a rebuttal for you after when I get my top 3.
And my 2 is, I mean, come on. Wait, it's Thanksgiving. It's October. You got a Starbucks. You might pick up a drink.
Yeah.
What kind of latte? What kind of spice is in that latte? It's pumpkin. Spice pumpkin pie, number 2 pie. Pumpkin could be even elevated to the number 1 spot if it wasn't just so popular in one month of the year.
And I know what your number 1 is. But I will say, pumpkin pie, it's a solid two, but you got to give respect to where, like where it's due.
Yeah.
Because you want to talk about Thanksgiving, you do have to mention pea pie. Pea pie in like Thanksgiving season. If put it this way, someone comes, like the person who's in charge of dessert walks into your house and doesn't have pumpkin pie, equivalent of spitting on your front doorstep when they come in. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, because you know what it shows you? A lack of effort.
Yeah.
A lack of effort.
And a lack of respect.
Yeah.
Yep.
And clearly not prepared because they probably went to the store to get the dessert on Thanksgiving. They're sold out of pumpkin pie.
Yep.
So.
But like, see, the thing is, the person who's in charge of the dessert,
yeah,
pumpkin pie is like, I'm bringing pumpkin pie and a dessert. Because it's like, you're in charge of dessert. That basically means bring the pumpkin pie and then put your little drizzle, like your little taste. Like, oh, I also brought like an apple strudel. Sure.
But
you got the pea pie.
To be honest, if someone brought the pumpkin pie to my house.
And didn't bring the whipped cream.
Yeah, 100%.
That's
if I'm hosting Thanksgiving, right? And someone brings a pumpkin pie. There's already a pumpkin pie in the house. But we'd love another one.
Spare, you know what I'm saying? See, now this is another thing that I have to say.
No
spare
one's hosting and not buying the pumpkin pie.
Exactly. But spare pumpkin pies are very, very essential.
Yeah.
Because 100%. If you want to know why, though. Because if you're hosting, because you don't want to – everybody knows there's a spare pumpkin pie, mm-hmm. but you don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
So you're hosting Thanksgiving. And this is serious because I swear to God this happened. You have that pumpkin pie in the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't open that pumpkin pie – because the person brings it, that's the one you eat.
Yeah.
For the next week, you're having pie after dinner.
Yeah. Because if you don't have to cut that pie,
everybody knows.
I strongly encourage you to just don't cut it if you don't need to.
No.
There's another pie.
You have a pumpkin pie in the reserves in the back of the fridge. You leave that for the upcoming week for the fam after dinner. You only cut into that if it's absolutely necessary. It's basically, like we said, if somebody didn't bring it, which is disrespectful.
Or like the toilet paper at the beginning of quarantine, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, dude,
probably don't need that much toilet paper. Yeah. But
PSA, if you are in charge of dessert for Thanksgiving, have a pea pie ready.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
If they sell out. Maybe not this Thanksgiving, you know, due to what's going on. But
if they sell out, guess what? Looks like fire up that oven because you're going to have to make it.
Yeah. You got to find that filling somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't think we have filling? There's always filling in my house.
Yeah.
We find filling.
100%.
Because pumpkin pie filling can last. So you got to be prepared.
And the number one pie, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sorry. Keep going with it.
You know. I mean.
You know me. Yeah.
You got a white t-shirt, blue jeans, you know.
Sweater, a nice sweater weather.
I'm just
that's the kind of pie this is.
That are just standard.
Staples. Yeah.
White t-shirt, blue jeans.
Yeah.
Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
White sneakers.
Okay, how's this? This is the new the dad wearing New Balance while cutting the grass of pies.
100%.
Go for it. Say it.
Pecan, but no.
Come on.
It's apple pie. Apple pie is the number one pie. And I know it's mainstream. And you're gonna be a little upset, some of you. But
I don't think anybody would disagree, would it?
No.
I think some people will.
Luke Finnemore, ladies and gentlemen.
No, okay. Well, I will say, if we're going to come into my ranking. So I'm going to go 1 to 3 just because my 1 and 2 is the same as yours. I got the Wayne Gretzky of pies, number one at Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin 2, just a close second just based on it not being as versatile. The versatility of pumpkin pie just isn't there. In March, I don't think you can crack open a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But in March, you can crack open an apple.
You can, 100%.
Okay. Now I'm going to go 3. So you had 3 options. One was blueberry, one was coconut cream, one was
key lime.
Okay. So I'm going to say right off the bat, coconut cream. I understand that people like it. Not my thing. Not a coconut guy. Sorry. Right. Apologize.
Can't like it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you said blueberry. Here's my rebuttal, okay? When I eat pie, I don't really take my time. Sometimes I eat too fast.
Fair.
I don't want to get that blue all over my lips.
I get you.
I'm not a blue on my lips kind of guy. It gets a little messy, blueberry.
Yeah, okay.
Blue on your lips kind of leaves that taint like you just had a junior kindergarten kid who's got like a freezy all over his mouth.
Yeah.
And his tongue is all blue.
Okay,
that's what I feel like blueberry pie would do to me.
Yeah.
But key lime pie, man, I've been to Florida once. And that it reminds me of Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
We liked key lime pie so much, we bought bottles of that crap and we declared it at the border saying, yes, we are bringing in key lime pie juice into our country so we can make key lime pie whenever we want. That is a solid number three. You want to talk about the gin and tonic? Like it's like a sun, it's like a summertime pie. A nice light key lime? Are you kidding me?
It's refreshing.
It is refreshing.
It's refreshing. I agree.
I know, man. I do respect your list.
Yeah.
I think mine is way better just because of the one.
Big selfish guy.
Yeah. But you know, if you want to continue with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Go for it, man. I know. Like,
I mean, I was, you know, right before I recorded, I mentioned this to you just out of, I saw something that reminded me of it. You remember when in Thanksgiving in elementary school, you'd have to, that dumb gift with your hand.
Arts and crafts,
yeah. The hand, and you trace
your hand
turkey.
Like a turkey, and then you have to draw the feather, or you find feathers. The teacher will bring in feathers. You have to put the feathers, and then you made it into a card to give to our parents saying happy Thanksgiving.
Peace on earth, love you so much.
Yeah, and which is great. The message, sensational.
Yeah.
But if I'm a parent, I don't want to wake up Thanksgiving Sunday to my kid giving me some arts and crafts of their hand. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like,
and then I gotta pretend that this is a good gift.
And you know what, hey, I'm gonna love my kids.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now,
I'm not a big it's certain things, if they got no use, I'm so good to throw it out. Cleaning up your stuff, you're going through your room, you're like, never gonna use this, garbage.
Well, you wanna hear something? I was cleaning out after school, so I'm thinking this is July or June. Going through the filing cabinet, when I saw something that said Luca Crafts, arts and crafts from school, I guess.
Yeah.
This is this type of stuff they made us do. Dude, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I sent you the Snapchat. I open up the filing cabinet. I pull out this piece of construction paper that's really heavy. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? So I turn it over. Yeah. And it's literally a slab of clay with a footprint.
Yeah.
And the footprint is like, there's a line that says like Luca. So it's like basically Luca's footprint, right? It's like, then at the top, there's a poem that says, Happy Father's Day. I hope to walk in your footsteps. Yeah. And like the footsteps was highlighted. And it was a big, like a slab of clay with my footprint. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I almost apologized to my dad.
No,
hey, I'm sorry I gave you this.
Yeah.
Just shove my foot into a pile of clay.
Hang it up on the wall.
No, not my fault. I was like, what, 4 or 5 when I made this when I was a kid? What elementary school teacher thought, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should give these fathers for these kids a mold of their child's feet. And not – okay, so one said
Yeah.
But at the meeting, all the teachers looked around like – This is it. This is what we are doing for Father's Day.
Well, not to mention these gifts that we used to make. Remember how long they would take?
Oh, they would take weeks.
Like, all right, Christmas break begins December 18th, guys. So October 25th.
Right after Halloween. Right after you're done decorating the door for Halloween contest.
Yes, it's Christmas.
It's strictly Christmas. Arts and crafts or art class was strictly making this card and like one little flower or something.
Maybe I can't speak for other kids, but my gifts are very bad.
Your gifts were tough.
I just really feel bad for my parents on the theatrics they had to put on to lie to my face, telling me that was what I gave them was good.
And you know what? I'll say one thing. You have a lot of talents, man.
Thanks, man.
You do.
Yeah.
Arts and crafts is not one of them.
No.
You want to talk about someone who does not color between the lines? You.
Yeah. See, I don't think you can, with scissors too,
you can't even like cut straight.
So like I'll cut, like people will be like, just put a ruler.
Just follow the line. And you're like,
they'll be like, you know what? I remember they used to tell me like, all right, just, you can't cut straight? No problem. Get a ruler and draw a straight line with a pencil and then cut on the line with the pencil. The problem?
You couldn't draw a straight line.
I put the ruler on an angle. And draw, So then I remember that.
I still have memories looking over while we were doing like scrapbooks and you just had glue coming out.
I glued the wrong side of the thing. I glued the wrong side of
I actually remember that.
There was a piece, there's like a some sort of colorful cardboard that the sticks pictures on.
Dude, didn't you look
I glued the picture side. Not the back of it, I glued the picture. Could you believe that? I remember showing the teacher and she's like, oh my, what did you do? I was like,
What grade was this?
It was probably like, I was going to do a baby voice, but probably like
Grade seven, grade eight. Just about to graduate, go to high school.
I'm so sorry.
You probably mustered out an A in that class or something.
No, but arts and crafts just didn't have the patience. And but that wasn't stop. That's not what stopped me. It was just because it was not a God-gifted talent of mine.
No. I just remember looking over an art class sometimes, doing a scrapbook for grade A. I think it was like our graduation scrapbook. Looking over, and I remember you had your scrapbook glue coming out of the side.
Yeah.
Feathers are like a rock or like little pebbles like to outline it. Like, you know, you're a great writer. You can write a hell of an essay.
Yeah. Thank you.
But you're not someone who can color. If I need someone to color, like if somebody came up and said, get somebody to color me a hell of a picture.
Yeah.
You're not my 100th phone call.
No, I wouldn't. If you call me asking for that.
I suck at arts and crafts. Like, I have no creativity at all.
Yeah.
But I think I could pull off like a Picasso compared to you.
Yeah. Mine are just – my when I draw people, they don't have necks. It's a head sitting on a shirt.
Yeah. That's kind of dope though. It is. I kind of wish.
Yeah. No,
nothing was – actually, think like you said that whole spiel about how it would take us weeks – to do one arts and craft for like Christmas or something like that. And by the way, shout out to our, like, I know we said this, but shout out to our parents for pretending like those gifts were good.
Yeah.
Like my mom would like hang them up or put them like on a nice counter and people, oh, this is what Luca made. And people would be, oh,
I think about, like, I had to put this piece of garbage on like my front
thing. Right away. That's why the patience, because they probably thought right away, how quickly can I get rid of this?
Yeah. You know what I think though? Like, you know, when you see those pictures on like Twitter, like Instagram, it's like these like modern houses, you know, they got this vibe in the house, you know, and it's like everything's symmetrical. And
And
I'm like, oh, this looks cool. But I'm like,
you know, what's going to ruin it though?
Yeah, from a kid, I can't really throw up a turkey next to these things.
You just did like
turkey on the wall.
Imagine like you just did a $40,000 renovation. Yeah. Your general contractor finally finished billing you. You can finally sit by the fireplace and enjoy this living room. Your kids come down on Thanksgiving. Here's a tracing of my hand with feathers. Put it up right beside, you know, a nice, beautiful painting of like Paris.
Yeah. And then I got to have.
How do you say no?
I got to have Jimmy's hand with a smiley face turkey on it. Yeah. But yeah, we used to, those things used to take so, the amount of time they used to take and how bad, at least mine turned out. Like the
quality.
I'd work for three. You know what else was like that? We used to, how long it would take to do those, like, we used to have like those art shows or talent shows.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And very little talent displayed during those shows. But they used to take, like, I remember, like, so basically, once you get past, I'd probably say Valentine's Day. So you know what?
That's March a big break. Holiday though in elementary school. That's what
it
you gotta ask. You gotta start combing your hair a week before to show the ladies. I'm serious about this dance.
You get cookies. You get cookies.
Yeah, Valentine's Day cookies.
But then anyway,
can I tell you the sleaziest moves I ever pulled off?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Elementary school. Mm-hmm. High school.
Okay.
We did the cookie grams. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but I gotta release it to the pod, man. Okay.
I don't think.
The sleaziest move. I sent somebody a cookie gram from a secret admirer, and I was them. Dude, that is the most BS move I've ever pulled off.
Did the person that you sent it to, did you admire them? Or it was just like a...
No, I would say, yeah, I had a little crush.
Okay.
And I sent them a card from like, it was like, your secret admirer.
Yeah.
And I sent it. And everybody else was just saying their name.
First page of the playbook. You know what I mean?
First page of the playbook of how to not...
No, but so I'm the person, saying like the most like...
Yeah, basic, whatever.
Basic stereotype.
Yeah, honestly, great. But thinking about it, like, why didn't I just put my name?
Yeah.
Don't you want to get like some good points in there? Because I just sent a secret admirer. What am I supposed to say in a couple months?
Yeah,
by the way, that was me.
Like, how that would work, you know? It's like secret admirer.
Thanks, cookie was great.
I just said secret admirer. This person's going to just... What if they just thought like,
Like, how badly did I want you to enjoy
maybe
a cookie?
Maybe you set up there... Like, imagine they started dating someone else thinking that they were the secret admirer.
Yeah, well, it was me. Shout out, if you're listening to this and you got a cookie in grade 9 from a secret admirer, that was me. So, sleaze bag move.
Give him a call. He's been waiting.
It's been
about 8 years.
But yeah, you were saying about the art shows.
Yeah,
or the talent shows.
After I said Valentine's Day. It's a bit early, though. That's a bit early. I would say after March break, everyone comes back. And then the teachers realize, I guess,
dropped
like,
the bomb,
it's like school ends in June, right?
Get your dancing shoes
on. So we're going to need something to fill March to June because, like, we're running out of things to do, you know? We're done. Christmas done. Thanksgiving. all the big...
Well, remember, sometimes we do those Christmas concerts and we'd have to sing in front of the entire school. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy.
But yeah, so then they're like, okay, you know what? We'll throw a talent show in April or May. Sure. End of April, early May. And it would just be like, all right, so our class is 25 kids and maybe two of them could dance.
Yeah, two of them were like competitive dancers. Yeah. The rest, me and you. can I just go outside and play recess so I can sling touchdowns and throw some three-pointers
up? On the stage, and we'd have to figure out some sort of dance and put it on for the school, and the dance would just be poorly coordinated because, you know, I was dancing up there. Kind of that guy.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
That used to take so long, remember? Oh, my goodness. Like, it'd be like, we'd start like, all right, March, we're starting for the May talent show.
Yeah.
And we practice like...
We practice every day.
Yeah.
We wouldn't miss math class. Like, guys, I can't have... Because I can imagine a teacher's like, I can't be the only teacher with like a class of students that can't dance. Yeah. What a time, though. What a time. And like, we used to have to sell tickets to our parents. Our parents used to have to come.
Yeah.
And watch like, oh, what do you got? I got the kids talent show. Oh, yeah? What is he doing? He's dancing with his class. And he's just like, you know what's not going to be good. You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. And you got to sit there and you watch. But like, sometimes I wonder like.
Remember I tried to pull off like a Don Cherry thing? I just spoke in my normal voice.
I should have just like, looking back, if I had like the understanding, like this sucks. Like, it obviously sucks. I would just be like, Dad, just stay home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I used to get fired up. I used to go like,
my mom's here.
Guys, my mom's here. Like, I'm actually trying so hard. Like, and you used to go with them. Let's see if I can find them.
Yeah.
Make eye contact.
No wave, but a little nod.
What did we do? Man, I feel like a woman by Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that dance.
Yeah. I had a good gig in that one. I was, so you're a scientist. That don't impress me much.
Yeah.
I was the scientist. And then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't we do a little line dance for that or something?
Yeah, we did like a line dance. Oh, I forget what it was. What a time, though.
Just
what a time.
Like I was saying, talent, the talent of the talent show.
You know, I will say, though, in terms of me and you having talent, because I think we just set the bar really, really low based on like how bad we were at like arts and crafts and dancing, clearly. Me and you, I would say, were two of the best at finding a way to get fries or winning trades in like snack swaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Me and you, we walked or, oh my gosh, I can't believe we didn't even think of this. That time we walked into the cafeteria in high school with $0, walked out eating two cookies each somehow.
And some spare change.
And some spare change to give to somebody else. Okay, you owe me, eh? But dude, we had some time. Okay, see, I think we learned at an early age. Sometimes you gotta be able to.
You gotta be able to talk.
Yeah. Sell some, you know. When certain individuals would have, you know, McDonald's for lunch or Wendy's for lunch, that was a big moment in elementary school. Yeah. We had to. You knew because the person came in. You didn't see a lunch bag.
No.
Or if you sat next to someone. See, this is the way it started.
They said that table. Remember?
Yeah.
You'd be like the one to break the news. Like, you're on the way back from the washroom.
You walk by and you see
just walk by and you'll see just like a Wendy's bag there. And you'd be like, oh man, I wonder if that thing's coming to my class after. And it was.
Yeah.
Phew, then you have to learn how to start pitching, making your pitch.
Yeah. You have to go back and be like, hey, I think this person has McDonald's for lunch. And right then you think, okay, what have I done nice to this person? Okay, put
then
together.
And you realize, I haven't done many nice things.
I'm not nice to this person. We are not friends.
Yeah.
But I'm going to find a way to walk away with fries. I need a fry.
I think it kind of maybe like two fries you'd get, you know?
Yeah, but you know what was really weird? We really, like, what you saw somebody with a McDonald's bag.
Yeah,
one fry, you were like.
Yeah, I'm not overplaying this. This was a legit, like, I would ask for the fry.
I would go up and be like, hey,
can I get a fry?
Do you mind if I can have a fry?
If you claim bag fries?
If you claim bag fries. But that's a little bit more, that's another sleazebag move.
Yeah.
Because if you claim bag fries, even the person who has the lunch can't have them. Bag fries is a staple. I think everybody knows this.
If you're like, bag fries, you're like,
Everybody in class, that's like calling shotgun. It's like calling shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a shotgun of grade of elementary school. You see someone, you go, bag fries, and then some may not have heard. It's like, hey, like, Can I get the bag fries at least? Like, I would, but Finn called it. He called bag fries.
Yeah, he did.
Want
he did. Yeah,
you just have to give them up. In the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, what a time! What a time! But yeah, we were. I feel like that set us up for knowing, you know, how to progress in life. You know, you gotta learn how to sell.
Yeah,
100%. It was probably the biggest takeaway from like elementary or like school, you know, early school that we can take away into our lives, man. Hey, why are you such a great salesman? Well, I used to walk into class with an apple as a snack, and someone gave me a chocolate bar or something like that.
I used to be big on Jell-O cups, not Jell-O, but pudding.
Oh, you were a big pudding cup guy. I do remember that was a staple. That was a staple for you.
So good.
But yeah, that story about us in the cafeteria—that's an elite story.
Yeah,
we walked in there with $0.
Right. This is like grade nine.
Yeah,
this
is grade nine.
We were in grade like. If I was in like grade 12, then like grow up.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Like you got seriously. A job, like just, you know, use your own money. But
yeah. But we went around, hey guys, 25 cents. Hey, yeah. Can you spare me 25 cents?
Yeah, remember that was a thing?
Yeah. People used to go around asking for like, 25 cents. Like, hey, you got a quarter?
Yeah, when you think about it, like.
Like if you just knew someone from your class.
But like sometimes like a rent, you got a quarter? Like
yeah, that happened a lot, man. People would be chilling.
Like, yeah, but like.
People would be chilling like, oh, man, do you have a quarter?
That's kind of mean. Like sometimes that like. Like, in some cases, you'd walk by someone on the street and they ask you for money and you just kind of pretend you didn't hear it. Like, you know, it happens. But, like, in your high school, it's like, can I go? Yeah, dude, here you go.
Here you go. I don't know who you are. Can't even tell you a thing about you. Don't even know if you go here. But I'm going to give you a quarter so you can have that cookie. But, yeah, we found a way.
Perspective.
Yeah, but we found a way. We found a way that day to walk in with $0 and walk out with cookies and change the spirit. That was crazy. That's when we knew we knew how to sell. Knew how to sell.
That day. That's when I knew I needed a job.
Yeah, that's when I know. You know what? I got to put this to actual good use. Yeah. And I can't be asking people for quarters all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I've actually been seeing a lot of memes that have been making me laugh is the ones where it's like Barack Obama's up against the Oval Office chair looking down. It's like your substitute or the teacher says, never in my 25 years has a substitute teacher left a note this bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into story time because I don't think you were there, but this is one of the funniest moments from elementary school for me.
Go for it.
Is so one day we had, I think it was a math test that day. And so substitute teacher comes in, hands out the test, whatever. And usually when you had a test and you saw a substitute teacher, test is postponed.
Yeah.
That's the day where it's like, I don't have to be good today. I can wreak havoc and I'm never going to see the substitute teacher again. Our teacher decides, no, you know what I'm going to do? Keep the test, which is kind of a dirtbag move because if I need to ask a question, I'm not going to ask Joe, who by day runs a bar or something like that, and he's just substituting today because he's, you know, whatever.
He said he's got the call.
He's got the call, so he's going to show up at some school and teach some kids or, like, just basically babysit. That's basically what – I love it. Love it. Talk about a hustle. But
I just don't want to waste his time.
I don't want to waste his time with my math question because he's probably – see, the thing is teachers, they know this is my career. I have to kind of dumb it – not dumb it down, but I have to understand that this is – you know, they're asking me an easy question, but, you know, this is what we're learning, whatever.
Yeah.
Substitute teachers could have easily been like, bro, how did you not get this?
Yeah, exactly.
It could have been really mean, you know, but no. They So raise my hand. We're asking questions. This guy's not giving answers.
Yeah, he wouldn't budge.
He wouldn't budge, right? So we're pissed.
Yeah.
So we get the smartest girl in class. We're like, hey, write a note to our teacher. So tomorrow on her desk is a nice, well-written note from a group of grade sixes saying why we think that the test should be rescheduled because our substitute teacher didn't ask a single question. This is where it backfired. We left the note on the teacher's desk before the substitute teacher left, before the bell. So we put it, let's say, around 3 o'clock. 3:20 was when we left. So he's still at the front of class. Somebody slips it onto the teacher's desk at 3 o'clock.
The buddy saw it.
So buddy looks over, sees a piece of paper that wasn't there before, waltzes over, reads the entire thing. And let's put it this way. We weren't kind to him. We didn't say this was a good substitute teacher, but we think the test should be rescheduled.
Yeah.
We said
this guy sucked.
This guy was not nice, didn't answer our questions, was rude to us. We said that. Yeah. Was he rude to us? Probably not. But we were arrogant grade sixes.
Yeah.
He reads it, looks over, and the girl who wrote it signed it.
Wow.
She looks over, she's like, it was just the truth.
Wow.
She told him straight to his face, hey.
Respect.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I'm going to back it up. Yeah. I'm going to back up the talk.
Back it up.
He looked over, he's like, thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for this.
Criticism that you want a constructive criticism.
I don't know, man, but I never saw this. I never saw a substitute teacher again. Yeah. And substitute teacher days, man, like, those are the days it's like, you know what? I don't have to be good today.
Those days were hectic and indoor recess was hectic.
Yeah, indoor recess. That was...
Dude, you remember indoor recess? Like, I remember when it used to rain and like, hey, you get the first indoor recess, you know, it's cool. We just got to get through this day, right? And then like the next day it rained.
Yeah. Oh, those days would be like a week of indoor recess would be rough. Yeah,
dude, by like the last day of rain.
It got restless.
The desks.
The halls.
There were groups.
Desks were no longer being flipped. No.
Like, remember they used to just like all separate naturally? Oh,
somehow the desks would move. Yeah. How did that work? There were like seven or eight groups of four in the class,
four or five.
By the end of an indoor recess, one group is a group of three, and then one desk is outside. One guy's in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a time.
Oh, you know another thing I was thinking? I think my sister mentioned it the other day, or I forget. I was talking to my sister. But remember they used to say, like, people are in trouble? Like, all right, you know what, guys? Everyone heads down.
Yes.
Dude,
wow.
Looking back, if my prof said now, heads down, I'd be like, sweet.
Like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, why don't we just nap?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah, like, all right.
You know what grade six is? You know what you guys do for the rest of class?
Looking back, it's probably because, like, all the kids are just being so annoying.
Oh, my God.
And the teacher's like, all right.
You know what I'm going to tell these kids?
So I'm going
to tell these kids. Your last line of defense is to put your head up against your desk. And you know what happens?
I start blatantly swearing.
Two things that always happened when people's heads or kids' heads were down as a punishment. So teacher maybe would turn off the lights. I don't know, whatever. But heads were down. One, somebody's breaking out into laughter.
Yeah.
Two, somebody's farting.
Yeah, that would happen all the time.
But
a fart.
If you put your head down in punishment, 95% chance one, somebody's letting out a squeaker and the whole class is laughing and you guys are getting detention when it stops raining.
And there's always I know we just said like it would be cool. Like,
one other thing.
It would be a good idea to sleep. But there was actually people who used to be like fall asleep. Like, oh, what?
Yeah.
How did you fall asleep?
Okay, the equivalent of putting your head down in indoor recess as punishment outside was go up against the wall.
Yeah.
When you got in trouble, you got to lean up against the wall.
That was a bad one. Because like you can't.
What's going to stop
me? When you put your head down, you're like, you know what? Some self-reflection here.
Yeah.
Maybe just hide my phone in my sweater and I'll just take a look.
Luca, you pushed Jimbo over here, go up against the wall.
Yeah.
And you had to learn, self-reflect. And when you were really in trouble,
you tried to like sneak a conversation, remember?
Exactly. But when you were really in trouble, you had to stare at the wall.
Yeah.
That was tough. But you knew you had real ones.
Right.
When you're up against the wall, and guess what? Recess moves to the wall day. That's when you know.
Yeah. Or there's another kid on the wall that always just get in trouble.
And then you're up against the wall.
You start chatting them up.
You start bonding.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you come from, bro?
Yeah. That's a thought, man. What do you like? What are your interests, you know?
Yeah.
Start bonding with them.
Yeah. And, okay, another thing I read, actually, I don't know if... Actually, you might have told me.
I mentioned... Yeah, I saw it on that... something on Instagram.
Yeah. New York is banning... Not banning, or officially is...
Or I don't know.
The official end...
I don't know if it's an idea, but I heard it's like an actual thing.
It might be passed, right? Where snow days are going to be no longer in the state of New York, which I have to say, the new generation, like you don't experience a snow day, you don't really know what's up. You know what I mean? You know what like a day off
snow
is.
Snow days are the best.
Snow days, man, you used to wake up, you see some snow, you used to turn on your TV and hope you heard your region.
Getting
buses canceled.
Phone call from the friend in the morning.
I don't even take the bus, but I'm not going to school.
That was me.
I lived across the street from the school.
Hey.
Not going. I remember once the secretary called just to confirm. Hey. Is he staying home?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay. You know he's not in the bus route. Better believe it. I'm not here. You know what I'm doing? I'm playing Madden right now. I'm going over to my buddy's house to play in the snow.
Getting a call from your friend on a snow day before you saw the news was like getting a call on draft night when they're just, you know, when the player just nodding. Yes, sir.
Starts getting emotional.
Thank you so much.
You hang up the phone. It's a snow day.
It's a snow day.
Yeah, because your friend would call you. Hey, man, did you check the news? No, but you know what, man? I already feel like it's good news. Yeah. Yeah, what
and
a
then
time,
you just
man.
And then you hear on the news, all bus canceled. You're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, man. And you know what? The best part was there would be days where it would be a snow day because it's supposed to like come down at like 11, so they don't want to risk it. I remember this happened once. It didn't snow that day.
Yeah.
And we just stayed home on a gorgeous February day. No snow. It was like just a nice day off.
Just talk about.
Just a nice way to relax.
It's like just lack of communication amongst the board.
And the weather. And the weathermen.
And the weathermen, yeah. But that was clutch. I remember that.
Yeah. It sucks for kids right now, you know, going through everything.
Definitely different. Different time.
Different time, man. Gonna be called the pandemic kids.
Yeah,
kind of sucks.
And it was probably so hard for some of these teachers because, like, you know, when you're younger, when you're younger, you're not as hygienic.
Yeah,
I'd say. Because you know, I was probably pretty gross back then.
But do you remember? Okay, going back, like, kind of going back to indoor recess, I'll let you move on. But Do you remember those times like a teacher would walk in, like a teacher on duty in an indoor recess would walk in, walk into the class and be like, oh, it stinks in here?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it does?
Yeah.
Looking back, it probably did. It, like, it great probably green, did. Like,
not everyone's using deodorant yet.
Yeah.
It's not everyone's stinking, yeah. But some people stink real bad.
Some people stink real bad.
Yeah. And then remember, like, younger kids are probably like so annoying.
Oh,
like,
terrible.
So, like, now, like,
don't even beat around the bush. It's probably so annoying.
Like, trying to, like, make sure you're, like, all right, like, be clean and stuff. Like, because, like, people used to just be gross.
Oh, man.
I remember one guy, I'm not going to say any names here. I remember someone just licked the floor.
Yeah, I actually do remember. Remember, you could see the dust in his tongue. I'll never forget that. Why we did that. I remember indoor recess, look over, kids like, I'm going to lick the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
Or remember that joke? People like would throw a piece of food on the floor and be like, yo, you want a bite of my sandwich? I'm not turning down a bite.
Yeah.
So be like, oh, I touched the floor. Like, nasty, man.
Yeah,
that was a thing. You had to find a way to segue around somebody throwing something on the floor and giving it to you to eat.
That's just
was nasty, but it happened.
Trust issues. That's what it causes.
Yeah. And like kids would like randomly in the middle of class get up, run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Come back. Man, I have to call my mom. Why? I threw up. What?
I threw up.
What? You just ran? Yeah. You know how long it's been since I've just randomly threw up?
Yeah, like
is it possible?
Just sitting there.
I think it's right there. Just like randomly. Does anybody know the... What? You look over, kids got puke all over.
They just have to clean the... Like, everyone...
That random nosebleeds. That's another one. You look over, somebody's just gushing from their nose.
Did you just get socked in the face? Yeah. Did I miss something?
Did you just really pick your nose that you scratched something? Yeah. Or you... I don't know. Some people are like, I just get nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Those people... Oh, come on.
And like,
I don't even know if mass is gonna do it. If people are just throwing up, I don't know if you can stop
throwing
this.
Up and nosebleeds. I don't think those things stop.
Yeah, who knows, man? I feel like we might have gone through like a virus at our school. Like, it was a nasty place sometimes.
I think, man, when you're younger like that, you just got no regard for like that kind of stuff. Like staying healthy, staying clean,
And staying healthy. You just think it's a thing.
Rubbing your eyes and stuff.
No, big eye rub.
Yeah, remember kids used to get that. When you used to lick, their lips a lot, and they used to get that red rash around.
Just a big red ring around their lips.
If you had that red rash above the lip,
you knew it's like, oh, he's going through some shit.
Yeah. And it used to be in the winter too.
All chapped.
People's hands used to just be all cracked.
Crusty, no cream. Nobody ever put cream on, man.
I mean, I don't like hand cream using it a lot that often.
I like a nice soft hand cream, dude.
Yeah, you know what? I get it. It's soft. But mine don't get chapped off, and that's why. So, yeah.
Good stories, man. Good times.
It was a good time. Elementary school. But never going back, you know?
Yeah. And when you do ever go back, like, remember when visiting elementary school was like a thing?
Yeah, that's right. It's like, you go once or something.
You go once to visit your lifelong elementary school friends and your teachers, and, you know, you go back. Although we are lifelong elementary school friends.
Yeah.
But no, but you go back to see your teachers who don't even remember your name.
Yeah.
The cubbies or the just so small.
Yeah, they're tiny.
I remember thinking like, oh, these are normal size. Going back in like grade 10, you're like, these are tiny.
I forgot about those things. What the hook?
Yeah, the hook.
Those hallways would stink during the
This week. Is my hook.
Yeah.
Everybody would have their own personalized hook. Yeah. Put your name on top of the hook.
Put your bag.
Your boots.
Yeah. Oh, those hallways were a mess in the winter times.
So. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I think we got what a great way to open up. Just talk about some good childhood memories.
53 minutes. Bad.
We got to fill that hour time slot.
Time flies.
When you're having fun.
Yeah.
Wow. That's when you know.
Yeah. Maybe we could put that on a t-shirt and really just spread positive vibes.
Are you possibly letting people know that we might have some merch? Jeez.
I mean, let's see if we get this.
Let's start with an Instagram page.
Yeah, we really need to get there first.
All right. I think we're good, man. Nice little way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously we want to give a quick shout out to Radio Laurier that is putting our content out there. We are obviously affiliated with Radio Laurier, filling your Wednesday from 8 to 9 time slot. You got nothing to do. Now you do. Listening to Off the Clock with the Lucas.
Yep. It was a great first show, Finn.
Yeah, man.
And
see you soon.
Probably my last.
What? Gotta find it. And thank you for a great one episode, but you are fired. And now I'm finding it. So if anybody wants to be a new co-host.
No.
But it's been great. Hopefully you guys enjoy the ride. And continuously tune in to Off the Clock Wednesdays 8 to 9, and Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, hopefully it didn't suck. If it did, I'm so sorry for wasting an hour of your time.
If it did suck, listen to next time. We'll hopefully have way more stories.
Sucks less.
Yeah. Take it easy, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you next time.